Hey there, welcome back to The Good PM Life, where we dive into the world of project management and make it just a little less overwhelming and a lot more fun. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, your host, and today we're going to talk about something that might not really show up on your fancy project management certifications, but it is absolutely critical and crucial to your success. It's people skills. Yes, my project managers, people skills are where the magic happens. It's not all Gantt charts and risk logs. It's really about getting your team to trust you. It's about getting your stakeholders to not hate you. And lastly, it's about getting your boss to think you've got it all under control, even if you're quietly panicking on the inside, which kind of happens a lot. So let's get into what the people skills are, why they're really so essential, and let's talk also about how to level up in this area. And trust me, we're going to keep it fun today. So what exactly are people skills? Well, think of them as like your personal toolkit for managing humans. And no, it's really not as scary as it sounds, because people skills are your ability to communicate, empathize, you negotiate, and most importantly, you keep things from exploding when tensions rise. You guys work and talk to people day in and day out. It shouldn't be this scary. But you can be the most organized project manager out there. But honestly, if you cannot connect with your team, you can't motivate them or handle conflicts with grace, you're actually kind of in for a rough ride. So today, I want to break down some key people skills that every project manager absolutely must have. So let's get started with the first one. This first one is communication. Seems obvious, right? But, you know, we're talking more about than just giving instructions or more than just talking about sending status reports. Great communication is really about clarity and connection. I want to repeat that. It's about clarity and connection. It's about translating those project updates in a way that makes sense for everybody. So this should make sense to everybody from your software developer / tech genius team member to the stakeholder who thinks that Scrum is a type of dance. So you have to know when to send that long email versus when a quick phone call can save you 3 paragraphs of over-explaining. So what am I really trying to say here? What I'm trying to explain to you is that you have to know your audience. And once you know your audience, then you will know how to craft or explain or pull together some sort of communication for that specific audience member. You're going to speak differently and provide different types of information to that tech genius team member I mentioned before versus the stakeholder. You will be communicating the things that are important for them to know, and it's going to be different between team members and different levels within your organization. So you have to know and understand communication in your audience. And one very important aspect of communication is active listening. Have you guys heard of that before? So active listening is really just a communication skill. And this communication skill really just goes beyond simply just hearing the words that another person is saying. It's actually about actively processing, and you are seeking to understand the meaning and the intent behind what they're saying. So let me be frank. What I'm really trying to say is that sometimes this communication skill is really just about shutting up and listening to what others have to say. So with this, not only will it help you to understand your team better, it will also make people feel valued, and that goes such a long way. All right, let's move on to the next one. The next people skill that you need to learn is conflict resolution. Because, you know, guess what? As a project manager, you're basically like a professional firefighter. But instead of flames, it's people's egos, it's misunderstandings between people, or maybe it's misaligned priorities that you're constantly putting out. But you know what? Conflicts happen. We're people. It's inevitable. But here's where your people skills are really going to come in. Your job as a project manager is to de-escalate those heated moments before they actually become project-destroying disasters. So this is going to require emotional intelligence. Are you guys familiar with emotional intelligence? So just real quick, emotional intelligence is that ability to manage both your emotions and understand the emotions of the people around you as we are communicating. And I really encourage you to do some research or some study and get some skills around emotional intelligence, because that's going to really take you a long way as a project manager in communicating with your team and your stakeholders. And I really want to emphasize the need for emotional intelligence in your projects. Yes, you do have a job to do. You are there to get the project to completion under budget, on time, and within scope. Yes. yes, that is the general goal of a project manager for each of these projects. But in order to make that project happen and to bring it to completion, you've got to really up your communication skills, specifically with emotional intelligence, so that you can get the job done. Your job, like I mentioned before, is to de-escalate those heated moments before they become project-destroying disasters. And this requires that emotional intelligence that I've been talking about. You have to understand how people feel. You've got to read the room. And also, you have to be the calm, level-headed person when things get tense. Have you ever been on a flight and there's major turbulence going on? Who are you looking at? You're looking at the flight attendants. Are they freaking out, or are they just serving Cokes and coffee out to everybody? As that project manager, you have to be that flight attendant. People are looking to you to see what the tone of the project is. And honestly, sometimes it means reminding your team that they do need to take a breath and maybe even a snack break, because guys, hunger is real. Now, we've talked about communication. We talked about conflict resolution. Let's move on to the next one, empathy. What is empathy? It's the key to getting people to actually like you. So this is a big one. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. You can have all the technical skills in the world, but if you really don't know how to connect with people on a human level, you're really going to struggle. Empathy really means understanding what your team is going through, whether someone is really stressed about a deadline, or maybe they're burnt out, or maybe they're even feeling underappreciated. It's really all about understanding that your team members aren't just task-doing machines. They're people, they're human beings with lives. They've got challenges that don't always fit neatly into that project plan. So when your developer says they need an extension on that feature, instead of rolling your eyes, maybe ask why. Maybe their kid's been sick, or they're just super overwhelmed. You know, showing empathy doesn't make you a pushover. It actually makes you a leader that people want to follow. And the last people skill that I really wanted to address today is negotiation. And what is negotiation? Well, in simple terms, it's really getting people to say yes without threatening them. And if you're not a born negotiator, don't even worry. You're not alone. I was not a born negotiator. This is a learned skill. That's the good news here. It's a learnable skill. And as a project manager, it's actually one of your best assets. So whether you're going to negotiate deadlines with stakeholders, get some more resources via resource allocation with other departments, or just trying to get your team to buy into an idea, negotiation here really is key. But like, what is the trick here? The trick here is that you have to be flexible, but firm. It's really about finding a win-win solution that keeps everyone happy. And let me tell you, you're not going to make everyone happy, but you can at least make them not miserable. And honestly, sometimes it's really just about knowing when to stand your ground and when to compromise. And you will know that with the project. No, you probably can't extend that project timeline by a month, but maybe you could shift priorities to get it done without burning out the team. See? Problem solved. All right. Now that we've covered some of those top people skills, let's talk a little bit about how you can actually develop them. Because here's the thing, no one is born with perfect people skills. If they are, they're probably an alien. But you have to learn the people skills. So let's talk about developing them. The best way to grow your people skills is to get feedback. Yeah, I know. No one likes hearing about their flaws, but this is honestly how you improve. Why don't you ask your team, ask your peers, even your boss, what could you be doing better? Maybe you're really great at motivating people, but really terrible at listening. Or maybe you could be clearer in your communication. The point here is I don't want you to shy away from that feedback. I want you to embrace it, then work on it. And don't take it personally. Really take it as an opportunity to level up. Now, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to learn from the best. And what this means is steal people's tricks. It's totally fine. I want you to pay attention to the leaders around you. The good ones and the not so good ones. What makes that good leader stand out? How do they handle that difficult conversation or motivate their teams? And then when you see bad leadership, learn from that too. Don't do what they do. So what I want you to understand is that whether it's a manager that you really admire or that one boss you'd never want to be, every single interaction is an actual learning opportunity. All right, now that you've got those, let's talk about practicing active listening. Seriously, we really have to talk about listening again. It's really about stop waiting for your turn to talk. If you're constantly thinking about what you're going to say next while someone else is talking, you're not actually listening. And you know what? People notice that. Practice that active listening by focusing on that speaker. Ask clarifying questions and then really process what they're saying before you respond. It sounds super simple, but it's one of the hardest skills to master. Haven't you ever heard we all have two ears and one mouth? Let's talk about one last thing before we end today. And I mentioned this earlier, emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is really that secret sauce to all the great people skills. It's about self-awareness, knowing like your own strengths, your weaknesses, and emotional triggers, and also being able to navigate very tricky situations without losing your cool. And while there are so many resources to learn more about emotional intelligence, because there are tons of books and courses out there, the simplest way really is to start by paying attention to how you react under pressure. Really, the more that you understand your own emotions, the better you're going to be at managing them and other people's. People skills are really the unsung heroes of project management. So you've got to master that communication, you've got to have empathy, you've got to learn how to resolve conflicts, and you've got to negotiate. All of those skills can make all the difference between a team that barely makes their deadlines and one that really thrives. And hey, listen, if you're thinking, I'm not there yet, don't worry. People skills aren't static. You can learn, you can grow, and get better every day. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on The Good PM Life. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you got any tips or even any stories about developing people skills as a project manager, I would love to hear them. So leave a comment below. Until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.